Social distancing while hunting and fishing, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. With a few exceptions, like the state of Washington and I think possibly Oregon, hunting and fishing seasons should continue so long as there is social distancing and adhering to travel guidelines. I asked Fish and Game official Roger Phillips to explain.
Pretty much it's the stay 6 feet apart and no groups of 10 or larger, which is usually not an issue with hunting and fishing. We like each other, but we don't like each other that much.
Yeah. And it says something about travel guidelines. What does that mean?
Hunting is kind of a unique situation. It's pretty easy, you know, even with fishing or going for a hike. You can do that right on the foothills or on the river or, you know, one of the many ponds we have around. But, you know, we got turkey season and bear season coming up. Some of the travel there, I mean, it's kind of be self-contained. Minimize your distance as much as you can. Still don't go to places that are possibly congested. And then probably one of the most important ones for hunters is to take all the supplies that you need from home and avoid going into some of these small communities, because they pretty much said we can't handle the strain of a bunch of people showing up. So be self-contained, you know, load up your truck before you leave and, you know, try not to stop in these communities where they're asking us to stay away.
And it's suggested that anglers launch boats quickly, minimize dock time, maintain space between people, and don't gather in crowds. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.